This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Now we're going over to Shona.
So Playboy magazine has announced that in March 2016, it will stop publishing images of naked women. After 62 years of printing nude spreads, the magazine has made this decision to make all images PG-13 rated. So the CEO of Playboy said, "You're now one click away from every sex act imaginable for free, and so it's just passé at this juncture." The decision to focus more on articles and interviews, which has always been part of the magazine, follows a slump in sales. From having a circulation of 5.6 million copies in 1975, in 2015 it only sells 800,000 per issue. So this news comes at the same time as Zoo, an Australian magazine of the same nature, closed down after a similar slump in sales, and the rise of the No More Page 3 campaign suggests that pornography in print media is going out of fashion. However, online pornography is growing. So with the No More Page 3 campaign movement gaining traction and magazines such as Playboy and Zoo moving away from pornographic focus, do you think this is a triumph for feminism or merely good business practice?
I don't think this is heading in the direction of good feminism. I think it's just people like moving pictures more.
I think whatever the reason, it still is good for feminism to have this desexualized view of women in society. I think is only a good thing to increase women's position. And despite, for whatever reason it might be, like, clearly it's not because Hugh Hefner's had a change of heart and thought, let's not do this. It's because he wants to make more money. I still think it's a positive thing.
He did say that it was because they've won the war, as it were, that everything that they wanted in the first place is now available and for free, it should be pointed out. See, it's not as if people are going to buy something that provides something they can get somewhere else. So whilst it is a victory, it's quite, in my mind, it's a bit of a hollow victory, a Pyrrhic victory, because really they've won the battle, but feminism is still losing a very, very, some would argue unwinnable, but most would argue difficult war.
I'd argue that it's still good for feminism in a magazine such as Playboy, which does actually have good articles about politics and interviews with, like, celebrities, and it does have considered articles in it.
Does it really? Have you actually read it? Oh my god.
I haven't. That's what I heard on the internet.
Oh, right.
And then putting naked women alongside of that kind of suggests that women are there for solely objectification, but removing those kind of images and so for solely focusing on articles, and then people can go online and look for that stuff, but it's not in the same realm as news and celebration, celebrities and stuff. So I think that's good because it separates women and objectification.
So our own students' union has banned a particular publication in the United Kingdom, the main subject of the No More, well, the only real subject of the No More Page 3 campaign, The Sun. So do you think that is a better way to deal with the calls for more equality and less objectification? Is it better to have a blanket ban on censorship, or would it have been better to maybe raise the price and donate, maybe double the price and donate that extra money to the No More Page 3 campaign, or something along those lines? Is censorship better than simply letting it go and making a note that you disagree with it, but giving them the rights to say it?
I feel like this news, like, shows that people don't necessarily want, like, naked photos in their news and in their magazines. So it's not even like a campaign. No one's pressured them to do this. It's merely good business sense.
It's an interesting thought about a magazine like that it's doing something purely for the business sense. But then, would that be fair to just say that is actually a victory for feminism, because they are now no longer thinking about doing something purely for the purposes of objectification and you know, is it a victory that they're now not, more and more magazines are folding that are solely focused on an issue like this?
I think without clothing, I think it, seeing a woman's body, it wouldn't be as sexualized as if she was wearing less clothing. So now she's going to be wearing, like, for example, lingerie in the books, in the magazines, and I feel like that would almost be more enticing. I don't know. I don't see this going in the right direction for feminism, but That's just my opinion.
I mean, like, the whole idea of you can make a career out of being a Playboy bunny, you can become very, very rich and famous for taking your kilt off. I just think to have that image kind of go away, I just think is a positive thing. And if you're going to claim it as a feminist victory, just claim it. It's your right to claim it.
Has it gone away, though? Are the magazine is changing, doing what it's doing, but does that mean that...
I think it just marks like a change in times and stuff. Like 10 years ago, surely no one would have thought this would have happened, but the feminist movement has gained such traction, is now so well widespread and is so embedded within a lot of young university girls and boys' minds that I just think it is getting better, and this is just another example of that.
Whereas I think it's, and I don't want to kind of be the downbeat person here, whereas I think it's brilliant that they've, you know, stopped publishing these pictures. I think, you know, you said 800,000 the last edition. I'd be surprised if that went up that much in the next edition, purely because, and this is looking at kind of media, written media on a global basis, it's just the, you know, influence of online media is so vast at the moment. I honestly can't remember the last time I brought a newspaper, and, you know, I just read all my news online. I think that's the case for a lot of people, mainly because of the, you know, the money factor of having to buy a newspaper. And I just think that, you know, if it's Playboy's aim to write more interesting political articles and interview celebrities, then people will just turn to the kind of the step above that, being like Vogue, you know, something, you know, a newspaper or a magazine that really kind of focuses on kind of interviewing celebrities, and there's quite a large political aspect, you know. And if not, if you're into more kind of world news and politics, you'll turn to a newspaper rather than Playboy. So I'd be very surprised if I honestly don't know how often Playboy is published, but in their next edition, I'd be surprised if it, you know, went that high from 800,000.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.